So are you permitted to wash an Atilas Yadayim into the sink? I would imagine that most people, unless you have it by your bed, you go wash an Atilas Yadayim in the morning, and you wash it into the sink. Where else are you supposed to wash? Some people have a little basin by their bed or elsewhere. Do you need to specifically wash into a basin, or can you wash into a sink? So there is a Zohar, and I'll quote you all.
After you're done with the basin, the water goes into the sink.
Okay, but maybe there's an issue to wash specifically into the basin and then dump it in the sink. We'll see. Okay, so the Zohar says, I'll quote you a line from the Zohar. It says, when you want to be wash your hands, by chad kli letisa, you need one receptacle, one kli utensil on the bottom, the kli, the chad kli le'ela on top. Why? The Scottish mahi de'ela, the tisa, the yasa bezua, the mesava le'dol kli le'kabo mesaba, the dol le'skad shemine. You need one to be mekadish your hands, that's the top kli, and one to catch the zuama, the dirt, the spiritual uncleanliness in the bottom. One da baruch v'da'ar. One is cursed, one is blessed. And lo bayin and inun main zuama l'ushta bebeisa. Don't throw this dirty water on the floor of your house. Da yikru barnash, and no one should walk on it. Da bumiskan shesitra devon v'yachol kabon ezikin minun main misavin. Because someone could get damaged by touching this dirty water. Okay. This is Zohar. Look, again, I'm under 40 still, so you, maybe anyone over 40 could explain to me this Zohar. But practically speaking, Shulchan Aruch, I'll read you Shulchan Aruch, cites this Zohar in two separate halachas. Number one, in David Ches, he says, Netilas Yadayim Shachris, Ein Notwin Al Gabe Karka, Elo Letoch Kli. You can't throw it on the floor, rather into a Kli. Not what you're using to wash, but what you're washing into must be a Kli. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, the next halacha, says, Mayim shanetivas yadayim shachris, osu lehanos mem. You're not able to benefit from the water after you wash with them. Flo yishubchem babayis, don't throw it in your house. Flo b'makom sh'ovrim sham b'nei adam. Not a place where people pass over, because then they could touch this dirty water. That's Shulchan Aruch. So question number one we have to do. Yeah. Oh, we're going to get to that. Come back in a few weeks. We're going to talk about the cemetery washing. That's on tap. And then one of the next halachas in Shulchan Aruch. It's on tap. Nice. You like that pun, right? So we'll get to that very soon. Yeah. We'll come. It'll come to us. We'll come. It'll flow. Yeah. So that wasn't as good as the tap one, right? So says Shulchan Aruch. So that's Shulchan Aruch. So question number one is, let's say you miss. Let's say you try to wash your hands and it gets on the floor. Now what do you got to do? So first of all, the Salmas Chaim Zonnenfeld says that it retains its tumah if it's on the floor, even if it's on the ground, and it could still be mazik, unless you pour it down a mako madron. I don't know what mako madron means. I guess like a hill, which I assume means like a drain. You pour it down the drain, then you're fine. He says, because then you did everything you're supposed to do. But if it falls on the floor of your house, not down the drain, then it's still damaging. And the Ben Ish Chai says you would have to pour tahar water on it to get rid of it. However, most poskim, the Ishul Avram says, once it's dry, if you miss and you pour it on the ground of your bathroom and you miss your sink, you don't have to get down on your hands and knees and pour water on it. You should dry it up maybe, but you shouldn't. It's not mazik anymore. And that's what Shlomo Zalman says, that if it's sufficient, if you just dry up the water, you don't need to pour water on top of it. Fine. But what about when you wash? Do you need a wash into another kli? Can you wash into the sink itself? So the Mishnah Brura in Os Yud Tes says, kli v'tov sheyaniach shnei kelim merashosav. You should have two kelim by your head, or if we hold the bathroom, which is a few feet away, is sufficient. It sounds like you should have to have two kelim. Echad mole v'echad reikon. One full, one empty. So that sounds like what? He's learning the Zohar, that when you need to have two kelim, yeah, but it sounds like it's literally you need to have two kelim. Mishnah Berurah is adding something to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said, don't throw it on the floor, rather into a kli. Mishnah Berurah says, well, make sure you have two kelim, one which you're pouring from and one which you're pouring into. He's learning the words of the Zohar pretty literally. If you think about it, says the Ishei Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch is also, I read to you one Zohar, Shulchan Aruch breaks up into two halachas. One halacha really says, don't throw it in the house. Another halacha really is emphasizing into a kli, into a utensil, implying that you really need to pour from one kli into a second kli. Now query whether your sink is a utensil. No? Is a sink a utensil?
Yeah.
So this is a big discussion. I don't know, your sink doesn't move, does it? A utensil must move. So this is a big discussion. As to start off, the Levush... Yeah? It's not a keli. A keli can't be attached to the ground. A utensil has to be something that's not attached to the ground. So you got problems. So first of all, the Levush starts off by, I guess the Levush was much earlier than the Mishnah Berurah. He says you could just, as long as you don't throw it on the ground of your floor, you're fine. So according to the Levush, if you throw it, wash into the sink, you're for sure fine. It's not going on the floor. No one's going to trip. You're fine. But from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like it needs to be specifically into a keli. So comes along the Isha Yisrael, and he cites Rabbi Avadia. Rabbi Avadia says, if you wash, you can wash into your sink, but you must clean the sink out afterward, rinse it out, because the tummy water otherwise is going to stay in the sink. So you have, once you rinse into the sink, you have to really run the tap water, whatever, run the water for a few seconds to get rid of this tummy water. Similarly, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, if you wash into the sink, and there are dirty dishes on that in the sink, or there's other dishes, you would have to wash it off after as well, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it's fine if you just rinse it one time. You don't have to like do negelwasser on that those dishes. But if you think about it, in your bathroom, I guess in your bathroom it's not so shaykh, but in your kitchen, if you have you're washing on tefillah time in your kitchen and you wash on dirty dishes, the whole point of this halacha is that it shouldn't be in a place where people are going to touch. And so therefore, if you have dirty dishes in your sink, you shouldn't wash on them. And if you do, you should rinse it off. But the Arutzian, Rabbi Tzion Abishali, challenges the whole thing. How can you wash into a sink? A sink is not a kli, he cites many poskim who say. So if it's not a kli, really, according to him, you shouldn't wash into a sink. You should have a separate basin where you wash from one to the other. Then you could pour it down the toilet, you could pour it down the sink. But again, you have the same problem. You shouldn't pour it on other utensils. But according to the Arlid scene, you have to make sure that you go out of your way not to wash into a sink. For the most part, Rabbi Tzion Abishal argues with these poskim, as well as Rabbi Avadia argues, and clearly Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that we just cited argues as well, because he says you could wash into a sink, you just have to wash the dishes off afterwards. So clearly most poskim allow you to wash into a sink. I guess they hold that the Zohar, when he says from one kli into another kli, doesn't really mean into another kli. The emphasis is don't spill it on the floor. The problem is the Mishnah Berurah himself sounds like you should have two kelim, one mole, one reikon. I don't know how the sink. Maybe they say that the sink is a kli for this purposes. I'm not sure. Final issue is, well, what about you pour it into a kli? Now you haven't dumped it down the sink yet. Can you learn by that water as well? So this is a big discussion. Chassam Sofer was not machbid, apparently. He used to learn all the time in the morning after he would do on the Tivas Yadayim, after he poured it into that second kli. He would learn by the kli. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention anything at all about learning next to the dirty water. There seemed to be no problem at all. The Stipler, however, citing the Piskei Tshuvas, was very machbid that he would pour the water out before he washed it. Just think to end with a little bit of lumdis. I think a lot of this, past few shirim, a little bit heebie-jeebie, right? Because we're talking about like spiritual, you know, uncleanliness, it's hard to understand. So some of the poskim compare it to urine, meraglaim. You're not supposed to learn next to, obviously, urine. If there's a toilet there, you shouldn't learn next to, even if it's not in the bathroom, because that's improper. So part of this question is do we view this spiritual uncleanliness akin and similar to, like, you know, urine? Or is it a separate issue, which is an uncleanliness? But yeah, you can't learn next to urine because it smells bad, it's improper. But to learn next to Netivas Yadayim water, there may be spiritual uncleanliness on the water, but to learn next to it, that has nothing to do with the smell. The waters don't smell bad unless your hands smell really bad. But you know, the water shouldn't smell bad. It's just an issue of spiritual uncleanliness. And therefore, probably that's why most of these poskim say you can learn right next to it. The problem is, though, again, you shouldn't pour it on your dirty dishes. That's, I think, the takeaway that we get out of this. You can pour it into a sink, but if you're going to wash it on Tinas Yadayim and it's going to come onto your dirty on your dishes, you should wash them off, at least rinse them off once, and then you'll be fine. Shkoyach.